Right before President Obama held his post-election news conference yesterday, he sent a request to Congress for more than $6 billion to fight the Ebola virus. Joining us for more on that is Juliet Eilprin of The Washington Post. And Juliet, where does the president want to spend that money exactly?
Much of the money will be spent in West Africa, although there'll be a significant chunk that will boost our preparedness here in the United States. So he's asking for $4.6 billion immediately and an additional $1.54 billion as a contingency fund should the outbreak escalate and we need more money.
Well, let's talk specifically about Africa. Where would the money be used there?
The money's going to be used in a number of different ways. Half of the immediate money the president's requesting would go for the Department of Health and Human Services. Much of that will go for the Centers for Disease Control that has teams on the ground working in West Africa. In addition, nearly $2 billion would go to USAID that's working in West Africa and a lead agency, as well as some that the State Department would get for helping medical support and evacuation of workers overseas. So that's where you'll see some of that money play out.
And what about the money in the United States?
They are trying to fund the creation of 50 Ebola treatment centers in the U.S., as well as buy personal protective equipment for healthcare workers. Obviously, those folks are on the front line, and we've seen some infections there. In addition, some of that money would go to boost screening at airports and at U.S. borders.
And the big question with this and any other request for money right now is there any chance Congress is going to say yes to this?
There is a decent chance. The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, put out a favorable statement yesterday saying that the Appropriations Committee would look at this and he wants to work in a bipartisan manner on Ebola with the White House. And Congress is coming back for a couple weeks. And so during that lame duck session, this is very likely to come up.
That's Juliet Eilprin of The Washington Post. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much, Jeremy.